Welcome to the Fringe Radio Show on WRFN-LP, Pasco, Tennessee, 103.7 FM in Nashville, 107.1 FM if you're in West Nashville. This is Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show. You can also check us out worldwide at radiofreenashville.org. My name is ET. I'll be your host tonight. Thanks for joining me tonight and every Monday night right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization, a true community radio station owned and operated by local people right here in Nashville. WRFN supports the energy and diversity of the community with local music and news that you won't hear anywhere else, and intends to be a community forum for the music, voices, and viewpoints generally ignored or misrepresented by the corporate media. So go to the website, radiofreenashville.org, and you can donate there and click on the Listen Now tab or the play button on the right side of the screen if you want to hear what's going on right here in the studio. Again, welcome to the Fringe Radio Show. We're sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. Go to nashvillefringefestival.org. Make sure you get on the email list. You'll get that seasonal sampler. Every season, the Fringe Festival puts together a sampler of music of people in the Nashville area, sends that out to you guys. So get on that email list, and you'll get that every season when that comes out. Check out the articles. Plenty of articles to read on there, videos, podcasts, interviews. So go to nashvillefringefestival.org. Check all that out. The Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity of Nashville artists and to honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. It's a collective of the arts featuring music, dance, craft, spoken word, film, performance art of all varieties. And do what you guys can to help support the Fringe Festival. Go to nashvillefringefestival.org. Again, this is ET. I'm an MC, producer, performer, a host right here in Nashville. Check me out on the second and fourth Mondays. Check out my boy Al D on the first and third. We both appreciate you guys for listening on to the Fringe Radio Show. Help us spread the word about the Nashville Fringe Festival. Let's all celebrate the unity amongst ourselves to support each other. Celebrate the diversity of all the talented people that we have in Music City. And there is a lot of talented people here. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about a couple of events that are coming up. We've got some in-studio guests tonight, so we got a lot to get to. So first I want to talk about an event that's coming up on Friday, July 31st. This is myself, E.T. and Al D. with the Nashville Horns, Back Pockets, and Cole Jonique. This is going on at the Basement East. That's 917 Woodland Street in East Nashville, the Basement East. New venue. I've yet to go there to see a show there, so I'm excited about that. It's supposed to be a pretty big place. So that's this Friday, July 31st. It's a $5 cover, 21 and over. Doors open at 9. Man, we played a show with these guys twice now, actually, and it's been some of the best shows that I've been involved with. And I think you guys will really love the vibe of the show and kind of what, you know, what goes on at one of these events. So come check us out Friday, July 31st, 9 p.m. Doors open up at the Basement East. ET and Al D with the Nashville Horns, Back Pockets, Cole Jonique, $5 cover, hip-hop, soul, jazz. Come have a good time and party with us. Also on Friday, July 31st, my in-studio guests have an event going on. This event starts at 6:30, so make a day of it. You got two events to go to Friday night. I'll let them tell you guys a little bit more about that here shortly. We're going to start things off tonight with a newly released song by me and Al D off our upcoming album, Inevitable. This song is the single we're going to be dropping first. It's called In This Together. We'll be performing this at the show this Friday night with the Back Pockets, the Nashville Horns. So a full live band behind us, so make sure you guys check it out. This is In This Together by ET and Al D. You guys are tuned in to the Fringe Radio Show.
We in this together, come ride with us.
No impact from whether it's time for us. The times now see the stars lining up. The storm brews and erupts when you run with us. Functional rage will have you all rushing the stage because you wanna hear the realness that's up on display. I can't blame you for wanting the music to change ya. Instead of usual behaviors of violence and anger, these veterans, hip-hop prescribed medicine, keep you on the positive tip to live better than you ever dreamed. Now we parting the smoke screen and started a whole team who's charging at full speed on a mission, providing the truth, no contradictions. Reside in the roots, produce historic traditions. Take notes, cause your stories are fiction. Your scapegoats show all through what you've written. Your first lesson's a reality check, and after that you're on your own, take a shot for the best. I gotta preach to the people, there's a lot on my chest. Somebody turn the mics on, I'ma start to confess.
We in this together, come ride with us.
No impact from weather, it's time for us.
The times now see the stars lining up.
The storm brews and erupts when you rhyme with us.
Try to put them on game and explain things, but it's not a game when you tryna change things. All the pain and joy being on a stage brings the gross and truth, but snakes pull the same strings. It's politics, we all being watched. Getting too turned and they call for the cops. Should we stall till it drops? I take the opportunity to rally a community of y'all that could ride. So if it's possible humanly, constraints illusory. I'm logical usually when I'm talking to new MCs. If they saying it stupidly, it ain't even two to be. I keep asking for favors when they ain't even cool with me. On principle, the time comes for calling them out. But if you do it, make sure you know what you're talking about. Cause it ain't really no doubt, no doubt. We rapping, you don't know by now. And why you asking me questions? We getting this together, come ride with us.
No impact from weather, it's time for us.
The times now see the stars lining up.
The storm brews and erupts when you ride with us.
And we in this together, come ride with us.
No impact from weather, it's time for us.
The times now see the stars lining up.
The storm brews and erupts when you ride with us.
Welcome
to the show, welcome to the show. We rockin' from the back all the way to front row. We knocking with attack that'll make you want more. So get off your backside, come and hit the dance floor.
Just move all in together now, songs getting better now. Looking for the real and we're not the type to let them down. Vets of the craft, hate to have to spell it out. We take control, that's the opposite of selling
it's
out.
It's time for me to shell it out so we can unite and join forces that are larger than life, built to excite. Through this music I reveal what is right. So if you follow my path, you'll outlast all the feeling of fright.
So fight, be not afraid of the heat from the light. Try to help you see the way when we speak on a mic. A key to move crowds with a flow of what we wrote. Even when they on chill, they know this one is dope. Now we in this together, come ride with us.
No impact from weather, it's time for us.
The times now see the stars lining up.
The storm brews and erupts when you rhyme with us.
And we in this together, come ride with us.
No impact from weather, it's time for us.
The times now see the stars lining up.
The storm brews and erupts when you rhyme with us.
That was ZT and Al D with In This Together, the first single off the upcoming album, Inevitable. And you guys can check us out this Friday night at the Basement East at 9 p.m. With the Nashville Horns, Back Pockets, and Cole Jonique. Hip-hop, soul, jazz, come check it out this Friday at the Basement East. Right now, I want to welcome in two former guests of the Fringe Radio Show. I had these guys on, I guess, about 6 months ago. And I want to welcome them back, Ray Herring and Jonathan Morse. Guys, how you doing? Welcome back to the Fringe Radio Show. Pleasure
hey,
to have you.
How you doing, E.T.?
Doing well. So how's life been the past 6 or 7 months for you guys? I know, I think when we last spoke, you had just released the Shy Gemini Sessions. And so what's life been like since then?
It's been pretty good. Very busy. Well, like this past month, it's been like family reunion kind of busy, but but in general, we've just been playing out a whole lot, just doing a lot of live performances, and we've really been getting into playing outside of Nashville and playing house concerts and things like that.
I think, last time we talked a little bit about house concerts, I guess, which kind of leads us into to what you have coming up. Is this sort of similar to a house concert vibe? Tell us about the show you're doing Friday and what we can expect to see when we go there.
Yeah, actually, that is kind of the objective of mm-hmm. it, is to show what a house concert vibe can be like, except it's a little bit more than a house concert in the sense that it's going to be at a recording studio. So it's an unconventional venue. That's why we call them up close concerts uh-huh. sometimes, because they can really be held anywhere and by anyone.
Sure.
So it's going to have a really relaxed feel to it. People can bring like a picnic style dinner and any drinks they want, and
kind of bring your own anything.
Yeah, and it's just a place for people to meet each other and enjoy a unique, intimate music event.
Now, where is it going to be at?
It's going to be in East Nashville at a studio called South by Sea.
Now, you were telling me a little bit about an address mix up there, so kind of explain. It's at 1313 Jewel Street, but you told me, and I don't understand this, there's two places with the same address. I don't know how that works. But
and we don't understand it either, E.T.
Typical Nashville confusing road situation.
It's like, what does
situation.
The mailman do, you know? It's right. Like, pick or choose. Which you get it this time, you get it next time. How does that
he
work?
He or she has fun with it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think they have the same zip code, too. They're not too far from one another.
Right. So if you're at the residential 1313 Jewel Street, just keep following Jewel Street and you'll find it.
So the studio doesn't look like a house then, right? It's more of a...
No.
Okay.
So, and here, actually, and you'll be able to tell them, Ray, the best way to find it. One is if it's on Apple Maps, mm-hmm. which do you look at?
If it's on Apple Maps, you want to type in South by Sea. And sometimes they spell by with an X, but you're going to spell it B-Y. So Apple Maps, South by Sea. If you put it in Google Maps, you want to put 1313 Jewel Street, and you'll find it.
So is this a studio that you've done work at, or is this a friend, or how did you arrange this?
Actually, this is an acquaintance of mine that owns it. His name is Brandon Metcalf, and he is so awesome for letting us use this space.
Yeah.
So awesome.
I don't know how I'd feel about a big party in my studio, and even in my little home space right here. Like, get your drinks away from the equipment, you know?
Yeah, we were talking when it was engineers. He said they have parties in there all the time.
There you go.
They're very comfortable with that.
And I read you guys are going to live stream this show. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Where can we check that out at?
So our friends at Fire Breath Records, actually our friend Ford Haycock is the one who owns Fire Breath, and he does live streaming. So you can check out the live stream at firebreathmedia.com/live.
Awesome.
And that's taking place at 8 o'clock Central this Friday.
Okay. And the show begins at 6:30. I guess that's kind of when people are going to get there.
Yeah.
The doors will open at 6:30.
Now, are you guys the only entertainment for the night?
You know I'm a diva, and I wouldn't let anyone else come. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure you have enough material to fill a full night. And, you know, I know you... So, who's going to be with you, I guess? Are you going to have a full band, like a three-piece, or how will that work?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm performing in a trio setting. So, Jonathan here with me is going to be on bass, and our friend Keith McGonigal is on drums. And the other entertainment, you could say, is actually our friend Jason Marsden, who's going to be emceeing the event.
Okay.
He's quite the entertainer, so I can say that, you know, he's entertainment.
Very much so.
The,
he puts on variety
is a,
shows.
It's a big part of a show sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when we're booking events, like we have to include that in there. Who do we want to MC the party? Because it really, you know, it takes a special kind of person to do hosting duties.
Oh,
like
and
that.
He definitely is that special person. He is awesome. We've been getting to know Jason over the last few months. We met him at a party, and since then, he's been putting on what he calls the Mars Variety Shows
uh-huh.
at the base. No, I'm sorry, not the basement.
The building.
The building. Yes,
okay.
Thank you. And I've been a part of those, the last couple of them, and
okay.
they're awesome.
So have you guys still been doing the house concerts that we talked about last time?
Mm-hmm.
And how's that going?
It's going well. We just did a weekend tour out to the North Carolina area and did a house concert there.
Okay. And did I see something online? You were playing at a park or somewhere outside? Or maybe it was just a picture.
Am I playing in a park?
I thought I came across a picture and it looked like you were performing at a park. Maybe it was just the setting behind you made me think you were at a park. I think you were playing.
Was it inside the house gazebo? Concert.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it was. Doing a show at Bunganut Pig. And I believe the in Franklin. I believe that photograph was from the second time you played there. Mm-hmm. But she actually did a show there just last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
In the same spot in the gazebo.
They have a nice little outdoor area there.
Now, am I correct that since last time, did you guys get married?
Oh, we were married.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Were we married before?
It was December.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just celebrated our first year anniversary.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. I saw that. So, all right. So, how have the sort of the sales of the album been going? Are you pleased? And where are you? You know, where does most of your stream of people go to get your material?
Honestly, I sell the most at live performances. Mm-hmm. I think that makes the biggest impact on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thankful for the sales at the live performances.
Yeah, I've always done well at live performances. Mm-hmm. Are you still teaching?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
It's good.
I want to take you up on the offer of me and my daughter sort of having some family classes together.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I really want to get her involved in that. And I've never quite learned how to play anything correctly. Just kind of little bit by ear here and there, and that's about it. So
there's all sorts and ways of, getting to play music.
Sure. Now, last time we spoke, you had talked about you did some work for commercials and possibly movies. Has there been anything more with that since we last talked?
Doesn't seem like there's any big developments.
No big developments, but we have like Ford from Fire Breath. He does some film and television work, and he has connections in those areas. And we've had writing sessions. Still have to complete a song. We just recently wrote with Jimmy. What's Jimmy's last name?
Oh, Jimmy Borgia.
Borgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a history. As a matter of fact, in the Philippines, he has songs even on the Philippine version of American Idol.
Really?
And we had a writing session with him. So there's some things that we've been doing that lends itself toward television and film. But we haven't gone in very heavily with it yet because we are focused on getting ourselves in a position for doing house concerts.
Sure. I still think, and my favorite song of yours is Infinity. I told you that. I still think the car company needs that song.
I think they do.
They need that. Like that's
Nissan Infinity, guys, if you're listening.
Yes. I mean, this, go to Nissan, shop it. So now, also, when we spoke last, you guys had mentioned something about the chance of a France tour. Did anything ever develop with that?
The only thing that's developed is that if it happens, it's going to be next year.
Okay. Push back a little
bit. It got pushed
back.
The
release of the album, his album, was pushed back to the beginning of 2016. But we'll, those things can kind of fade as they keep moving further out. So
sure.
We'll see what happens. The development's still up in the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. I hope something comes of it. So, last time we also played a Christmas song by you. Should we expect a new Christmas song this year? Or
probably.
Have you given any thought to that?
I usually do something.
Do you?
Every
really?
Year. Yeah, put out a Christmas, little YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Or last year, I think I was on Ford, Fire Breath Ford, his compilation.
Okay.
I like that, Fire Breath Ford.
Fire Breath Ford. It works. Yeah.
Now, I guess, is the best place still to kind of stay in tune with you is your website, rayherring.com?
Absolutely.
That's rayherring.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your blog is on there as well?
Yep. It's on there.
It's also where you'll find, is there a detailed map or a link to how to get to the venue for Friday.
Yes, if you want to get to the venue for Friday face-to-face, go to my website. It's right on the homepage. You'll see the map. So you That's won't go funny. To the wrong one.
We used to play at a Boheme Art Collective. I don't know if you ever heard of that or knew where it was, but it was off Gallatin Road. And it was in sort of a warehouse, just kind of back that you, I mean, you'd have no idea it was there unless you knew. Mm-hmm. And we would do shows there. So on the back of our flyers was literally the map. Like, it tells you exactly how to get there because you would never find it. Never
That's
in a million years.
That's a great
years.
Idea.
Yeah. So we did that and that seemed to work for us. But even still, I knew where the place was and I would drive right past it sometimes. So, All right. So again, you guys are playing this Friday, July 31st. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bring your own whatever. Drinks, food, just come and show up and have a good time,
bring
right?
your friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, something that we should mention, our friend Riley Anglin, who works with Tennessee Brew Works, has offered to bring a beer sampling.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, if you want to drink something else, too, please bring that. So.
And it's a free event?
It's yep. free.
Okay, good.
Friday right. night, full moon, free event.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival.
We've got to put that in there. Shout out to Jan, the Nashville Fringe Festival.
Well, the thing is that we really wanted to do an event that's about community, celebrating community in Nashville. I've got, you know, both Jonathan and I have, you know, different groups of community, and we wanted to bring them together and have a place where people can, you know, meet each other and just sure. be with each other. And we really appreciate the, you know, what Jan has done for us and the community that she has brought us into with Fringe Festival.
Jan is great. One hell of a lady. That's funny because when I first lived in Nashville, I sort of had two separate groups of music people that I did stuff with. And I would always try to, you know, throw events to kind of bring everybody together so we would all get to work together. So is this like an all-night thing? Will this be, do you have like an ending time or just kind of whenever?
2:00
It's going to be, the show will start at 8:00 and starting with Jason Marsden giving a speech, discussion about community. And it'll be 2 45-minute sets. And so we'll take a 20-minute break in there and then after we finish playing, we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah. Come on down to the Basement East.
That's right.
Basement East, that's right. ET's doing a show.
So tell us one more time again, what's the website where you can live stream the show starting at 8 p.m. Central Time this Friday?
That's firebreathmedia.com/live.
All right, so if you guys can't be there, go to that website. You can watch it all live there. Well, let's jump into some music right now. Let's listen to a couple songs off your latest release. This is off the Shy Gemini Sessions. First, we're going to be playing Infinity, which I spoke about already. After that is Canyon and then Endless. This is ET. You're tuned in to the Fringe Radio Show.
Still you're gonna fail. Can't do this anymore. You are endless, so don't stop now. Don't stop now. You are endless, so don't stop now.
Ray Herring with Infinity, then Canyon, and Endless. This is ET. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show on WRFN LP Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org, and 103.7 FM on your dial. I'm sitting in studio tonight with Ray Herring and Jonathan Morse. We're talking about their upcoming event this Friday night, July 31st. It's called Face to Face. And it's basically sort of an intimate setting for you guys to come and check out Ray and her music. It's at South by Sea Studios at 1313 Jewel Street, and doors open at 6:30 p.m. No cover. Bring your own beverages. Bring your own food. Come out and have a good time. We've been listening to a couple tracks off the Shy Gemini sessions. I want to take it back a little bit further for this next one. This is off the Ray Herring release, Reality Over My Head, back in 2010. This song is called Leaky Umbrella.
It's looking dismal in this, with every drizzle in this. It's looking dismal in this world. With the leaky umbrella, how I loved being but someone to protect. Oh, how promises seem effortless until they must be kept. With every rip and drip, I feel the neglect. Oh, just waiting, overlooked, and simply
That was Ray Herring with Leaky Umbrella. That's off her 2010 Reality Over My Head release. This is E.T. You're listening to the Fringe Radio Show. I've got Ray and Jonathan Morse with me in studio tonight, and they have an event coming up sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival this Friday night, July 31st, 6:30 p.m. is when the doors open. The event is called Face to Face. It's an up close and personal concert with Ray Herring and some other good musicians. And it's at South by Sea Studio, 1313 Jewel Street. You can also live stream it online as well. Also on the 31st, myself and Al D have an event going on. Some hip hop, some soul, some jazz. It's going to be me and Al D, along with the Nashville Horns, the Back Pockets, and R&B singer Cole Jonique. This is also Friday, July 31st. Doors are open at 9 o'clock, and this is at the Basement East. The Basement East is located at 917 Woodland Street, literally about 5 minutes away from the South by Sea Studio. So you guys make a night of it and go to both. Check out the Ray Herring event and come on over to the Basement East and see what we have going on there. It's a $5 cover, 21 and up to get in. Make sure you got your IDs. Come and have a good time and party with us. Al D and I have an album we're working on and we're almost finished with, so you'll be able to hear some of these new songs there along with the live band. So we played the single earlier. I'm going to play one we've been doing for a while and you guys are familiar with. This is E.T. and Al D with High Elevation.
Everybody roll with it, show them that you got all the control with it, flow with it like you got a hold of your soul with it. I go get it all aboard, baby, let's go get it. My soul's pitted against anything that is so different. I flow frigid on cold nights and cold winters. My summertime flow, burn them till they nothing but embers. Start ducking the timbers, tall trees is walking. I'd advise all eyes on me when I'm talking, so you see what I'm talking, and it comes with a purpose. Not like fake phony MCs that come with their purses, with their material verses, cars and women, cheap thrill, satisfying insecurity visions. I'm not with it, a rare breed that's not spitting that carefree bullshit that you usually hear, and I make a difference and try to change lives with every sentence and open up your eyes so you can seek repentance. It's time to take a ride, it's time to take you high. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to say goodbye, catching a plane ride. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to take a ride, it's time to take you high. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to say goodbye, E.T. will be your guide. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to move it up, so everybody brace. Live in a place, and I'm fly with a face that I spit a whole bag of dope rhymes in a space, and they feel it front to back like I'm right in their face. It's a connection, ready to blast in all directions, so I'm holding steady and fast for my protection. Too many want to hustle and blast with their deception, so these fake MCs would never last in my intersection. I conjugate verbs and I crack your midsection, attack your infection and smack you, inject you with an overdose of tracks. My soul flows like that. Better open up your eyes for the show, go right past. It's so amazing. I'm from the South, guess my flow is Cajun, cause I'm spitting hot and blazing. And if you're ready for this rap invasion, then we multiply your numbers like a math equation. It's time to take a ride, it's time to take you high. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to say goodbye, catching a plane ride. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to take a ride, it's time to take you high. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to say goodbye,
I'll be your guide. High
elevation, high elevation.
Keeping hip-hop high-minded and try to leave it in a better place whenever I find it. Aligned with a higher force to leave you blindsided. I never stay silent. I got some issues to raise up, straight up. Sick of seeing them say stuff that's hard for me to take like a pay cut. You mostly mediocre, man. I'm aiming for the A+. Gotta draw the line. We don't do whatever pays us. It's next level, take a flight. Spit a flow to break a mic. About 10 bars in. Got another page to write. Throw them cards in. You ain't the player type. Go this hard if you really wanna say you hype. You ain't saying much, it's carrying weight. In the South making music, they were scared we would make. If you look at their faces, you would swear they never hate. But when I look in their eyes, I know it's time to elevate, raise up.
It's time to take a ride, it's time to take you high. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to say goodbye, catching a plane ride. High elevation, high elevation. It's time to take a ride, it's time to take you high. High
elevation, high elevation. Right. It's time to say goodbye. ET will be your guide. High elevation, high elevation. Right.
I'm gonna love you for the rest of my life. I'm gonna love you.
That first song was High Elevation by E.T. and Al D. Off the upcoming album, Inevitable. We've been doing that song for a while, so you guys are probably familiar with that. And then after that was Nihilist song, a song I've played before right here on the Fringe Radio Show, sort of a personal song that I wrote to my daughter. So those and many more you'll be able to catch on the new album that Al D and I are putting out. Inevitable should be out in a couple months, but come check us out this Friday night with the Back Pockets, the Nashville Horns, and Cole Jonique at the Basement East. And don't forget, the same night, you guys can check out my in-studio guests, Ray Herring and Jonathan Morse, at 6:30 p.m. is when the doors open on their event, which is called Face to Face. It's a South by Sea studio, 1313 Jewel Street. So come check that out. Have a good time. Bring your own beverages. Bring your own food. Just come enjoy the music. Let's jump back to another song by Ray Herring. This is, again, off the Shy Gemini Sessions. This is Watercolor.
Yes, I wanna blur the lines, release my own design. I wanna get to know myself again. And I wanna spin around in circles, feel giddy, getting dizzy, laughing like a little girl. I'm going back to what's inside.
That was Watercolor by Ray Herring, and we're in studio with Ray and Jonathan Morse tonight talking about their upcoming event this Friday, July 31st at South by Sea Studio. The event is called Face to Face, and it's an up-close and intimate concert with Ray Herring, 1313 Jewel Street. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bring your own food, bring your own drinks. There's a beer tasting there, I believe is what we talked about earlier. So you guys come on out, have a good time, and check that out. But Ray, Jonathan, thank you guys so much for coming on the show again. It's been a pleasure. Good luck with the show Friday night. And hopefully in the next 6 or 7 months, we can do this whole thing again.
If not sooner.
Yeah,
thank you, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good. Take care.
Bye.
That was Ray Herring and Jonathan Morse. You guys can go to rayherring.com. That's RAEHERING.com to stay in tune with her. Check out the blog. You can see where she's going to be playing next. Get links to the music, and you can get that that map to sort of find where the location is at this Friday, which sounds like it'll come in handy since we're dealing with two of the same address. So that's going to just about do it for us tonight on the Fringe Radio Show. Again, I want to thank Ray Herring and Jonathan Morse for coming in studio and spending a little bit of time with us tonight. That was greatly appreciated. And I hope you guys do support Ray and all she's trying to do. I appreciate you guys supporting me and all that I do, as well as my boy Al D for tuning in to the Fringe Radio Show every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. We really appreciate it. Big shout out to Nashville Fringe Festival for all that they do and sponsoring this event and many other events. And shout out to Radio Free Nashville as well for allowing us to be on these airwaves and reach out to you guys. These are all good causes. So go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Do what you can to support the Fringe Festival. And also go to RadioFreeNashville.org. You can check me out online at ETGotSoul.com. It's ETGotSoul.com. If you want to see what's going on with me, I've got some music on there, some videos, some information about the radio show and upcoming events. And if you guys are interested in getting on the radio show in the future, just go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org, send us your contact information, and we'll reach out to you. I'll be back 2 weeks from tonight. Don't forget to be yourself and nobody else. This is ET signing off. We'll see you next time right here on the Fringe Radio Show.
I can play anything that I want to play. I can play anything you can think of. If it's a record, if it's a beat, if it's anything that you know, that's within sense of playing, I can play it, you know, and it's just a gift. And I just do what I feel with it. Right now, rap music is top. Rap music is number one over here. Rap music is ruling. We cooling and rap music is ruling. And we stand here and we represent rap music because It's kind of different. It's like the way rock and roll was back in the days. The way they wouldn't accept rock and roll to the fullest, but now they're accepting it. And we're going through the same thing that they went through. And it's the younger people speaking up.
whole thing. Yeah. We're ready to get into it. Yeah. I'm going to count it off, Jeff. One, two, three.